When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning.
You heard it. Stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. What does that mean? That means that a lot of people out there are dreaming without a plan. That means a lot of people out there are trying to establish hope without a plan. They're going out there on faith without a plan or a budget. I've done that. Believe me, I'm not pointing a finger at you, because, you know, they say when you point a finger, the thumb points back at you. So when I talk to you about this show and I talk about the advantages of listening to a guy who's made mistakes, listening to a guy who some people have said he's successful, I don't judge my success by saying I'm successful. I let you be the judge. And by doing that, then I can come across as an honest person who's only an example. You can follow my leads or you can listen to my advice. Either way, it's been written, etched in stone. Like I said, I'm not asking you to follow me on social media. I'm just asking you to hear what I got to say. And I want you to hear what I got to say when I bring guests on that I feel have value, can create a goal in your life that can make your life a lot simpler or relatable. My guest is an accomplished interior designer. This is the first time I have an interior designer on my show. And I'm one of these people. Well, I'll share you some of my interior designer story. I think I'm pretty good, but you know, I have a weird way of doing it. Is with expertise in spanning into kitchens, mm-hmm. Bathrooms, yeah. Renovations, art consultation,
yep, yeah,
and writing. Yep. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the one and only Melody Vaughn. How you doing, Melody?
Wow, what a great intro. I appreciate that. I am wonderful. And by the way, as an interior designer, I can often tell person's decor by their wardrobe, uh-huh. And you're quite spiffy, sir.
Well, so. Thank you. I'm one of these people, when I cook in the kitchen, I clean as I go.
Ah, I see.
And so if you take that away from my look, I'm a guy who on the go. You get in my truck or my car, yeah. It's clean.
Yeah,
No one is throwing trash in the back seat.
Right.
Or the ashtray got... No, I clean as I go.
Love that.
And I think that when I my whole thing, I'm a visual person, mm-hmm. And I'm talking to an expert in interior design. So mm-hmm. Now I can talk about what I see.
Love it.
And so when I go into a room, I just start visualizing that space.
Yeah.
Talk about how you go about doing it.
Wow. Well, I tell you, to me, homes are living beings.
Right.
Homes have heartbeats, they have rhythm, and when I go into a space, I see the potential in it. I incorporate feng shui, So I always look
What's feng shui?
Is an Asian form of incorporating design.
Okay.
It's called a bagua. Every corner has a purpose. Your prosperity corner, your family corner, et cetera, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I incorporate a little bit of all of those spiritualities and consciousness into design.
Right.
But I go from a practical standpoint, being who lives here, how's this space going to be functioned, what color exuberant certain energies, like blue is calming and green is prosperity, and so all of those kind of tie into
the
overall
design. So you
wouldn't
want to walk into a red room.
Hey, I'm not mad at a red room. That's
okay.
Energy, exciting, passion, love. Hey, listen.
So what room I shouldn't walk in? A black room?
You know what? It's more so the purpose in which you're entering the room.
Okay.
So if you're going into a bedroom and you want to relax, then you want to be aware of certain colors that are more energetic, like a bright yellow or bright orange. So what your purpose...
That's not a relaxing color.
That's not a relaxing. That's okay. That's energetic.
Just looking at all that yellow on your walls.
Yeah, no. Color is power. So, mm-hmm. And furniture placement, how mm-hmm. rhythms flow and how the air flows throughout a room. Mm-hmm. All of that, really, that's what design is all about. Color theory, space planning, that kind of thing.
So how did you... What academic-wise, where did you go to college? Is that what you did in college?
No. Wow. So I... attempted my school journey, HBCU fam, shout out. I was one of
You're
those.
Rattler. Let's
I'm
go
a rattler.
To
yeah, man. Listen.
Was it orange and green?
Orange and green, okay. Which are very strong colors, prosperity and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But I attended fam and hung out there. Mm-hmm. One of those, I'm a rattler heart, never quite graduating, but listen, I'm a rattler baby.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose was public relations and journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But I got caught up into the work world, mm-hmm. and moved to Atlanta and was a manager for The Gap, which I didn't really mention, mm-hmm. and got into the art world, did some volunteering at the Apex, and did some corporate.
You said the art world.
The art world.
What does that mean?
Well, I was a docent at the Apex Museum, mm-hmm. Sending love to Dan Moore, who's recently transitioned. But the Apex Museum was my first introduction into art on the Atlanta scene.
Because your college was writing and journalism. And
yep.
Okay.
And then Atlanta was the art.
The power of the word.
Listen, I journal even now. I have been working on a book for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have a story to tell. And what I like to do in my writing is share what I know with the world. I at one point wrote for Rolling Out. There was a segment called Space Invasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would share trends about what the current trends are in the design world and how best to utilize interior designers. So I did Space Invasions with Rolling Out under Munson Steed for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can do something. I'm working on a couple other type of...
Because, you know, when you talk about, you know, writing,
uh-huh.
with AI coming out now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this young lady, I think recently, she used Grammarly
mm-hmm.
For her report,
mm-hmm.
and she got kicked out of school,
yeah.
because of Grammarly. And I use Grammarly for corrections.
Yeah, yeah.
And the professor said she was cheating.
Right.
So, and then I remember they said that Sports Illustrated, I believe, was using AI.
Yeah.
A lot of their articles. Now,
yeah.
when you hear that, and you're a writer,
yeah.
Are you mad?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I'm like, help me. Like, in truth, I tell you, even AI, when it relates to design, first of all, you have to tell AI what you want.
Right.
So there's that. And then second, when it comes to design, you can source renderings, you can source design concepts, but you still need a human being
mm-hmm.
to do the logistics, to actually install, to do the work behind the renderings or the design concepts. And when it comes to writing, yeah, I think these on some levels we're getting away from what we've done as far as sourcing for writing materials. But I think also AI is sharpening the writing skills, because if you write something and you're using the wrong terms or diction, AI
helps
will
me
come
out.
And, definitely.
Because so, I'm going to tell you, it helps me, because I'm always communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always emailing individuals.
Yep.
And Grammarly,
yep.
it helps me out knowing that My letter structure, typos, it catches a lot of typos.
Exactly.
Because, you know, a lot of people send you emails, please excuse my typos, yes. You know. Yes. Well, hopefully Grammarly fixing that
we'll
for me.
We'll catch it, yeah.
But don't excuse nothing over here. I'm hoping I'm sending you center structure only through Grammarly.
Yeah.
And so in the design world, you, like I said, you're rattling at heart.
Yes.
Journalism, moved
yes.
to Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay, we still, this whole interior design background, where did this come from?
I know, well... My father was a landscaper. I was born in New York, but grew up in Florida.
Okay.
So in moving to Florida, my father's only job, really, he could get would be cutting grass, mm-hmm. a landscaper. And he took that and created a company, Lawson Brown Landscape, and would go to these huge homes. I, as a child, would sneak in and see how beautiful they would be designed. Mm-hmm. And I would run home and kind of... try to recreate it.
Right.
And I always had that little love for design, but never really gave it a title because I never saw anybody of color doing interior design.
Mm-hmm.
The first black interior designer in the Florida area was Cecil Hayes, and she was out of the Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
She did a lot of the superstar homes. And then in New York, the brother who actually started the movement for interior designer was based out of New York and D.C., just an average, hey, I'm an interior designer and I'm a person of color. I didn't see that growing up.
Right.
So I didn't know it was possible. It wasn't until life shifts,
mm-hmm.
changing from corporate America because I was working with GE and got laid off, went through a divorce, mm-hmm. all of this happening. And I came back, what brings me joy? Mm-hmm. And that's when I sat still and I realized that design was my heartbeat.
You said a lot there. That was about 20 years worth of conversation.
Well, yeah,
you got
yeah.
laid off.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We're going to roll it all up.
I'm going to slow you down. You're not going to do my show like this. Just short
mail.
Shorthand my show. LOL and LYL. Just, no.
Hey, we're millennials.
You know, when I want to go back for a minute when you was talking about going to these homes. I remember
yeah.
in high school,
mm-hmm.
I my friends, we was going out. My little beat up little car, and we used to go in all these neighborhoods that we couldn't afford.
Yeah.
And I would just see houses, I would just see yard designs,
yeah.
and just see, and that really stayed with me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I,
mm-hmm.
and I always would recommend people, you know, you can't have a dream if you don't know where to start.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so that was my starting point.
I love it.
Seeing things. That's what is your dream? I always tell people, you don't have a dream unless you have a starting point or a goal.
Yeah.
And so early on, my dream was I would look at car magazines and look at these different cars that I couldn't afford. And I like to believe that those cars I saw in high school, I'm driving today.
Ashe,
and the same thing. And I think that when I look at the homes that I see out there, it's been blessed in my life because I had a goal in high school, and I would drive, and I remember police would run me out of the neighborhood. Why are you over here? Sir, I'm leaving. But all those memories, and I would look at, you know, Arnie's, I look at Wolf Edges, I look at Edges and all that stuff, and it really is what my foundation is to setting goals for my personal life.
I love that.
Does that make sense?
Totally, totally. And you hit on something as far as the roof lines and the angles. It's like a gentleman's suit. The certain cuts and the mm-hmm. angles on a suit is how the actual home structure. And you also mentioned seeing it and then now you're living it.
Right.
Vision boards. And that's, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, people talk about vision boards.
Right.
Cut it out and that's what you... Well, you're triggering your mind that this is what I want to achieve. And if you don't have a goal or something to move towards, then it's hard to actually achieve it. That's where design concepts come in. As a designer person, I don't know what I like. Well, here, let's create a Pinterest board or give me some of your favorite colors. Let me create a rendering or design concept and then we'll build from that. So it's the same thing. You have an empty shell of a room and then now this is your sofa, this is your light fixture and all these other elements and create that story.
You know, AI, you know, because I really want to, my show is really dedicated to AI today.
I love that.
Because of the fact that I think it's a term that's being used to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
You scare
mm-hmm.
people. Because I always tell people, if you type in where's my favorite dog food store and press enter, that's AI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Any GPS system is AI.
Yes.
Okay. When you sit down and you, like you said, you know, you look at any home designer show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they just show you these little movement, the chair comes in, wall becomes jumping. That's AI.
AI.
And so you are saying early on you went, Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that in life, we are all moving so fast. We need that creative source.
Yes.
Versus sitting around trying to put stencil something in black and white.
Yes.
And hold it up and write it somewhere, hold it
yes.
up. Life doesn't work like that, correct?
Correct. 100%. And one thing I'm one of those persons where I'm like, if this is what I have, bring it on. Mm-hmm. And then let me work with it. To me, AI, artificial intelligence, is a jewel. We just have to learn how to let it work with us versus working against us.
Okay. Then my question, talking to the jewel here, how did you get into interior design? I heard the dad
story. Yeah.
Then you went to married, two kids, moved back. I'm here. Okay. Now, how did you, my friend, you
went
Rattler, didn't finish, Atlanta brought you here. How did you get into interior design?
Wow. Well, truth be told, my girlfriends would always call me over to mm-hmm. their homes because they know I would sit there and say, can I do this? Mm-hmm. And I would move the furniture around.
Okay.
So I've always done it. How do I make it a career? I got a business card. I started taking classes. I went back to school and became a licensed certified interior designer.
Wow.
And I knew that it was a thing because, well, when I got laid off, I took a Myers-Briggs test and it said that I was a business person and very creative. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I, from that point, said, I need school. So I went back and got my certification.
How
interior
long was
design.
Certification?
It was a 2-year okay. window, but I'm continually.
Sounds like a millennial. Yeah, you were a millennial before millennial, okay?
But I'm continuously going. Education is key, though.
Right.
And Clark Atlanta, HBCU. I have more certifications in so many different arenas.
They call me to go to break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about my millennial friend here. You know, she started millennials. She gave them. This is the one who held up the carrot stick. You don't have to finish in 4 years.
Yeah.
Start your life in two.
There you go. Get to
I'm
work.
I'm speaking to Melanie Vaughn, and you listen to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Don't go nowhere. Please come back.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushan McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm talking to Melody Vaughn, in regards to interior design, renovation, art consultation. But just start this side of the show off.
Okay.
I was once living in one of my houses mm-hmm. you know, with my wife mm-hmm. and loved it. Mm-hmm. And then one day, over a period of time, I didn't like the house.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Totally, completely. And it's also honest. Because oftentimes people are in beautiful spaces and there's no need to shift. There's no need to buy a new sofa or buy anything new or paint mm-hmm. because everything's perfect. Mm-hmm. But you've changed. So just like your skin sheds at 7 years, your home decor and the energy of your home changes. And what I first recommend is move the furniture around a little bit. At a minimum, paint the walls. Mm-hmm. But it's time to just kind of stir up that energy again and make a shift. Mm-hmm. Your needs may be different, whereas before you might have not socialized and now you want to have more cocktail gatherings. Mm-hmm. Or you have grandkids versus your children coming back from college. Mm-hmm. So
that's all me. I just want
to feel relaxed.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
And somehow I was walking into that house, mm-hmm. and I wasn't relaxed anymore.
Yeah.
Even though I used to find my little zen spot.
Spaces, yeah.
And I couldn't find them anymore.
Yeah.
I had to go upstairs to find it. That's work.
You know
what I'm saying? To go upstairs to find that zen spot. And so, because as you get older, mm-hmm. you physically change.
Yep.
You don't feel like putting forth effort to do anything. So it's almost like you want to me.
Yep.
I just want to come in the house, darn it, walk to my door and fall in bed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know what I'm saying?
I totally do.
But the bed got to be in the kitchen, be next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I almost want a cruise ship cabin.
Yes. Well, you know what? COVID did that to a lot of us, though.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, during COVID, I did more school, living room, dining room setups. But you are 100% correct in that you feel different in your space.
Mm-hmm.
And it is time to hire an interior designer.
Okay. That's where you come in.
That's where
I
come in.
Now, I see a lot of advertising on TV,
mm-hmm.
about these walk-in toilets.
Yeah.
You open the door, shut the door,
yeah.
you sit down, you're in the tub.
Yeah.
Are those as popular as they say they are?
I mean, it's an advertisement. So let's go there first.
Okay.
Actually, the biggest trend now are curbless showers, curbless bathrooms, wet rooms, where there's literally no separation between the shower, the freestanding tub, and the toilet area. It's like one open space. And that's the direction a lot of homes are going to, because we are living longer and we're needing that type of environment.
We really are living.
Yeah. We're living well into our 90s and doing it cute. So, but that's one of the big trends. And those walk-in, we can revamp your bathroom. Yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But trust and believe, in another 5 years, you may need to do it again.
Right.
Just because. And for those who have it, whoever thought of that idea, kudos to them, because they're trillionaires at this point.
Right.
But the true trend and the true lifestyle change in bathrooms is a fully tiled, it's called curbless or frameless bathroom.
Right. Now, your father did landscaping.
Yep, my dad was a landscaper.
Now, when one's about to sell the house,
mm-hmm.
They always have these, landscape your yard, that ups your value.
Yep.
Do the kitchen, do the bathroom.
Yeah.
What ups the value of a house if you're trying to sell it?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because mm-hmm. I'm actually in conversation with someone who's about to sell a $5 million house, and I'm mm-hmm. like, you got to stage it.
Mm-hmm.
But the true values of homes now.
When you say stage it, what do you mean?
Staging means creating an environment, creating a design decor that anyone can say, oh, I could live here.
Okay.
Meaning very neutral sofas, separate or acknowledging the space, how large it is, how it can be functioned, how it can be used, furniture, artwork, etc. But the value comes in hardwood floors for resale,
mm-hmm.
even though vinyl are the rave. But
Vinyl floors.
They are giving
rage wear.
Trust me. All of these condos throughout Atlanta,
uh-huh.
hardwood floors, you're using, a lot of those are made up of vinyl flooring or engineered flooring.
Okay, did you just pull a little tape off the back?
No, vinyl has come a long way, baby. It's called luxury vinyl planks. So
that rolled out.
No, they're strips. They look like hardwood. Oh, I got to get him into floor and decor. And yes, and by the way, I'm a senior designer at Floor and Decor as well.
Okay.
In Bucket.
Okay.
It's the design studio. I had to give you some love.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're real cute. So you come in, you won't get dusty.
Okay.
You have something to drink.
Okay.
And you look at the beautiful tile.
Okay, because that vinyl, you ain't sold me on the vinyl.
I know, that's okay.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Okay.
Now, okay.
But from a resale perspective, hardwood's still number one.
Yes.
Kitchen and bath.
Okay.
And landscape.
Okay, cool. Let's go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
What do I have to do in the kitchen to make that pop?
Beautiful, solid surface countertop. be it Cambria, which is a brand, but any solid surface, really light veins. But even some dark, like concretes are really sexy right now for countertops.
Concrete. So granite's out.
Granite is easing out.
But concrete, it absorbs water.
I know, but it's very, back to what's happening. You put a sealant over it. And it's great for baking. So multi-countertop options, but south.
Does it seal it, sustain the heat?
It does, yeah. Concrete countertops are kind of the rave. However, that's for a more modern, a more loft. I'm thinking of all these loft apartments that Atlanta has somehow gotten. But from a traditional standpoint, I am a quartz girl. Okay. I love a solid surface, a quartz or a quartzite stone. Granite is still number one because it's kind of affordable, but it's porous. So you really should seal it. Mm-hmm. At least once a year so that you won't get those stains in it. But everybody, you know, granite's a go-to. You can't go wrong with a granite. Right. But as he dances. But my favorite is a quartz.
So really, you've shot your board down with the vinyl tile, the vinyl flooring, and now the granite countertop. Okay. Now,
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, you shot your board down. Okay, but that's all right. The relationship is still strong.
Thank you.
Now let's
go
to the restroom, the bathroom.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to make that pop?
Tile. My favorite is marble, but marble requires a little bit of maintenance,
little
bit of sealing, but large format tiles, which can be used for countertops and for a floor. You ever go into like Saks or Bloomingdale's and you see those beautiful floors? Mm-hmm. That's porcelain tile.
Okay.
Porcelain tile throughout the entire home, as well as every wall in the bathroom.
Okay.
Tile it up. Oh, gorgeous.
So no whirlpool baths or?
No, we're more into like the sucker, the sunken.
But you want that curved, what type
curbless.
Of curbless. Curbless bathroom. Yes. Walk in there. Yeah. Just start showering.
Two shower heads, a bench.
Your wife over there, she getting wet because you showered.
No way. And that's where design comes in. Okay, because my job would be to make sure the water flow is appropriate. So no one gets wet.
Not the homeboy interior design.
No,
that's me.
No, that's you. No.
My wife complaining. I'm wet. Would you stop showering?
Look, in bathrooms now, you got TVs, you have speakers and the light fixtures.
Oh, we got a call here. Is that Barbara in New York? Oh, just hold on. Okay, cool. We can keep talking. Is that going on? Okay, cool. Barbara from New York? Barbara?
Yeah. Yes.
How you doing? You have a question here? This is Rashawn McDonald speaking along with Ms. Vaughn. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I have a comment to make.
Okay.
I know Melody Vaughn. She was a colleague of mine in New York.
Okay.
And I can tell you that she is one of the best designers that on the East Coast. She is very, she keeps it kind of together and quiet and on the down low, but her talent and her renown throughout New York and Brooklyn was huge. And we were very, very sorry to see her go back to Atlanta.
Well, I'm going to just tell you this, Barbara. She ran through her story so fast, I didn't even know she came from New York. She didn't say nothing about New York. All I knew was FAMU in Atlanta. New York never popped up.
We talked about it a little
this
bit.
This is her story. We talked off air. We ain't said nothing. See, now I know with guests like her, Barbara, we got to keep all our conversations on air. She went yada, 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 yada. Dad was a landscaper, and then I started doing pools.
Thank you, Barbara.
So, Barbara, I needed this call to really amplify somebody. Let us know that I have a superstar on the call here.
You absolutely have a superstar.
Thank you. Thank you
for the call. Also, one of the founding members of the BAD Guild, the Black Artisan Designers Guild, which is a worldwide organization.
Yeah.
And she was one of the designers that kicked it off.
Okay, Barbara. Bye,
Barbara. Barbara, okay. Barbara, she's embarrassing her. You know, she can't turn red, but she's trying. So, Barbara, thank you for all this extra information. But you need to call early in the show because you can't call me when the show about to end. Okay, I got to train the people who call for you. You know, she's listening to the show. Yeah. She knows she's ready to call like at 6:05.
Yeah, yeah. She's trying.
Thank you, Barbara from New York. Appreciate you.
Pleasure.
She's fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
But you know those. The whole purpose of Money Making Conversations Masterclass is that you or an individual I bring on the show are new superstars.
Yeah.
And I try to create a platform that lets your story, because it resonates.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of barbers who have been mentored, who work with individuals like you, and you don't know your value till you hear from it. And then you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Cut that off. No.
Yeah.
That's what all commercials are.
Yep.
They're just bragging about cars,
yeah.
bragging about the best chicken, bragging about the hamburgers, all that stuff. So I always tell people, you got to learn how to brag. The original bragger was Muhammad Ali.
I say that, right?
He was the original bragger. Then prime time.
Yeah.
Is the new original bragger.
And okay? He's coming on your show next.
Yeah, that's my boy. And so, and I got a great book out right now.
Yeah.
It came out, I believe, March 12th.
Got
but the thing I always tell you and individuals like you is that the blessings that you bring to the table have to be shared in order to be for you to appreciate it.
I love
because
it.
If you don't appreciate it, then you don't understand your value.
Yeah.
And I always tell people your value or your cost, because you know you have a certain fee you charge.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the only reason to get there, you have a resume.
Yep.
But when it comes to personal value, we brush that resume aside.
Right.
And that happens a lot in the black community.
Yeah.
White people don't do that. They tell everybody they're the best.
Everybody, exactly.
Black people, that's bragging.
I know. Well, you know, to kind of piggyback that, and I know we got to jump off, I joined the National Association for Black Women in Construction.
Okay.
And that has been life-changing for me. These women are building not just homes, but they're building institutions. We have Black Women in Construction, a national association.
I'm so tired of you.
It's
you can't come on my show with these last-minute nuggets.
It's so good, right?
You know, so that means you got, I know what you're doing. Coming back. So you going to come back on my show?
I think yes, most definitely.
Yeah, I think we threw it this. She's a fantastic guest. She's one of the best,
great.
According to Barbara, in New York, Harlem. She has two kids, their sons. They're out of college. One went to Howard, one went to Syracuse. Dad was a landscaper. She's doing her thing. Used to work for Home Depot, but we won't tell that story publicly.
No.
Thank you for coming on the show,
thank
Melody.
Thank you. Such a blessing. And thank you for all that you do. And congratulations to this 50th. And I love it. I think WCLK is definitely a part of my soul.
Yes.
So
part of my soul.
It.
They let me come on the air every Tuesday to talk to people like you, which
there
is
you
a
go.
Blessing. Okay. We talk soon.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.